And it is about 10 minutes after the hour and time for the Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to welcome inside the cave Morgan Bell from Lenawee Christian Golf. And Morgan, welcome and congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Was this a surprise?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, you know, we couldn't overlook the fact that Lenawee Christian finished second in Division Four, and you led the way with a 165, an 82, and an 83 to finish eighth overall. Quite an accomplishment. How does it feel to be the eighth best golfer in the state of Michigan in Division Four?
It feels really cool. I played a lot this summer. I played in a lot of competitive tournaments individually, so it feels good that I could have two good rounds.
And probably a great feeling to not only play well yourself, but for your teammates to also play well behind you.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Everyone around at the 18th hole, waiting for everyone to finish. Lots of crying.
I'll bet.
Now, I know some teams have an app that you can keep score on your phone and keep track of what everybody else is doing. Is that something that you do?
Yeah, so you can, like, go to leaderboard because we score on the app. So, mm-hmm. like, I had somebody else to score for. And actually, like, on the second day, with, like, four holes to go, we actually slipped down into third. So you don't really get to, like, talk to your team, but we were all kind of, like, giving each other the eye because we were like, all right, we got to make something happen here.
So, you know, golf is not just a physical game, it's a mental game. Maybe more of a mental game than physical.
Yeah.
How do you handle the pressure when, you know, you're second or third and you're trying to do the best you can? Tell us what your secret is.
For me, I think just, like, trusting that, like, I've done this so many times and just, like, you can't really think too much about it. You just have to kind of swing because when you start to think about it, then that's when things start to go bad.
And you played, was it at Grand Valley?
Yes.
Tell us about that course.
Well, it was really cold those 2 days and not much sun. And then both nights before we played, it rained. So literally in the fairway, it was like so soggy and there was just standing water everywhere. But there's like no trees at that course. It's a bunch of like really tall, thick grass, which is like nothing like anywhere around here. So it was definitely like an adjustment for us. And we have a lot of long hitters on our team. So not hitting driver off the tee was hard for some of us.
And, you know, knowing those conditions, you know, that's one of the things where you start. It's such a long season that you start playing when it's really nice weather out in August, knowing that you're going to probably finish in some tougher weather, whether it be cold and wind or rain, as you did. Is there a way for you to prepare for that? I mean, is that something that as you practice throughout the season, even if it's kind of a drizzly cold day, you still have to go out and hit balls because you may play a match in that.
Yeah, we definitely practice no matter what the weather is. But normally we get pretty lucky in the fall. Like regionals is like pretty a little bit cold, but then states is really our only meet where we have bad weather.
Mm-hmm. Now you talked about hitting the long ball off the tee. Tell us how far you can hit the ball and your teammates off the tee.
Yeah, I can hit my driver like between like 230 and 240. And wow. Very similar to some of my everyone can hit it over 200 off the tee.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's name your teammates too that were with you up there at Grand Valley.
Yeah, so we have Lauren Swigum. She played the two. She had a really good second day.
She was one of our athletes of the week last year, I believe.
Yeah, career best round on the second day. She had a 79. And then Avery Sluss, she was our 3. And then Maddie Shaw, 4. And then Yuki Nakamura, 5.
And I see four of the five are seniors this year.
Yeah, and then Yuki is old enough that she can't play next year. So really, all five.
Okay. So this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, quite a run. I mean, you guys kind of pointed to this year, I'm guessing, as you were coming through the program thinking this could be a pretty special year, and it certainly was.
Yeah.
So your coach?
Yeah, Craig Moore. He is like the best coach ever. We love him so much.
So tell us how he coaches.
He's the best golf coach because of how calm he is. And like, I don't know, golf, it can be, it's long days. And sometimes like when things start going bad, it's hard to turn it around. And he's just always there like encouraging and never like gets too mad at us or anything. Like I've never felt like he was like mad at how I was playing.
Now, does he follow you around the course?
Me, not so much, because I don't really love to have him by me, but some of my, like Laura, I know Lauren really likes to have him close.
Well, and some players, we talked earlier about the mental aspect of the game of golf. It's finding what you're comfortable with in your own head, and if you don't like to be coached as much during the match, that's probably a good thing for that coach to know, whereas you mentioned Lauren, she maybe wants that encouragement and that coaching as you go around the course. So it's got to be hard, too, sometimes for that golf coach when you have four or five girls out on the course to get to all of them. So you have to know which one to follow maybe more than the rest, and that's a bit more challenging than standing in the third base coach box or on the sidelines.
So how long have you been playing golf?
Well, my dad was a golfer, so I've been playing since I was really little, but I just started like competitively playing my freshman year,
okay,
taking it seriously.
Can you stick around a minute? We have to break for a commercial here, but we'll be right back on Inside the Cave and our Athlete of the Week this week. And that is Morgan Bell from Lunaway Christian. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The LISD is once again hosting the annual Family Fall Harvest Celebration. This free event includes live animal demonstrations, guided trail hikes, and other learning activities for all ages. Join us on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Submit Center, located in Adrian's Heritage Park. Learn more by visiting lisd.us.
All right, you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, John Roberts, with our Athlete of the Week from Lenawee Christian, Morgan Bell, who had a great time at the state championships up at Grand Valley State. I was just curious, Morgan, what's your favorite course that you've ever played?
Probably Forest Acres East.
That's at Michigan State?
Yeah.
And why? Why do you like that one?
It's very nice and kept in very good shape, and you can hit driver. It's pretty open. So.
Grip it and rip it, right?
Yes.
So my next question is golf in your future as you go to the next level?
I'm definitely keeping my options open, just kind of seeing where God leads me as of right now. I don't really know.
Any preferred schools that you would like to go to?
Well, not playing golf, Michigan, but obviously have to get in first.
Sure, sure.
That's right.
Well, I know girls' golf is a growing sport, certainly at the high school level, and more girls are moving on to play college golf. And I think it's pretty cool that you're getting that opportunity.
There's pretty good scholarship money too for playing golf.
Yes.
If you're good enough.
And the beauty is golf is one of those sports that even if you don't play collegiately, you can play for the rest of your life as a social activity, or you know, even play some competitive tournaments, not necessarily as a pro or anything like that, but have some fun and win a little pocket money.
For sure. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in and joining us here on Inside the Cave. And again, congratulations, Morgan, for being our Athlete of the Week. And our Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And again, Morgan, congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
And we'll continue with more on Inside the Cave after these messages. You're Inside the Cave with John Roberts and Pat Hayes.